Welcome to the Slipstream Media podcast show, where we speak everything South African road cycling.
In this week's episode, we chat to Tony Harding, who is the team principal of ProTouch Continental. Team ProTouch have become the best ranked continental team on the UCI Africa Tour. Tony tells us a little bit about their journey and what races they'll be doing in the upcoming months. We're back again with Tony, team director of ProTouch Continental. Tony, thanks for taking the time out to come and speak to us again. ProTouch is now the number one ranked continental team in Africa. Take us through the process and how it all came about.
Been a hectic 5 months. I must say this whole UCI being the number one ranked team in Africa came a lot sooner than we expected it to. We're not shouting from the rooftops yet because this does change on a weekly basis. However, to be here at this time of the year already is an absolute great achievement for us. And there's so much that goes into making the team race all of these events. You don't rock up at every event that you go to and walk away with UCR points. So going to these events also costs a lot of money. There's a lot of funding. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that has to happen. Then you also have races that shift on the calendar and those points now fall away every year. So it's a difficult balancing act that you've got to create all the time. You have riders who have UCR points who may now want to leave your team. I think that's something that the UCR may have to look at in the future going forward. You race for me for a year, you accumulate 1,000 UCR points, then you decide to jump ship and go elsewhere because they've got a bigger checkbook and I lose the 1,000 points, which leaves me in a bit of a predicament. So yeah, I think they'll look at that, but it is the only gauge we have at the moment. Being number one in Africa does open a lot of other doors to us. However, it doesn't help being number one in Africa in the first week of June. You've got to be number one in Africa at the start of next season to get all the good invites.
Exactly. So one thing it is getting to that point. Now it's about trying to maintain that number one spot for ProTouch and South Africa on the number one ranked nation on the continent at the moment. Is there a process going forward? How are you looking
at it? Miles, there's very much a process going forward. I don't know that every rider will like the process going forward. You eventually get to a stage where if you're going to sign a new rider, you're actually going to start looking at what value he brings in terms of UCR points. So if a guy's got no UCR points, is he really worth having on board? It doesn't always work that way. Yes, sometimes it is worth having him on board. If you have a look at a guy like Eddie van Heerden, who has just joined ProTouch, Eddie has no UCR points. Eddie, in the majority of the UCR races he's been to, has crashed himself into hospital.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really accumulated those points. Has he got the talent? Has he got the potential? Most definitely. Without a doubt, he has the potential to start picking up UCR points. We just actually have to play a bit of babysitting around him at the moment and almost wrap him in cotton wool and guide him through these races and tours so that he doesn't crash, so that he can start accumulating those. But UCR points going forward are going to be very much something that you would look at a rider and say, okay, yeah, you've got 100 UCR points. That's not you worth having on board.
Obviously, gaining UCR points, you need to get race invites to the UCI events. What are your next races going forward?
Milo, we've got a good block coming forward. We've got the Tour of Poland coming up. It's a we've got six riders racing in the Tour of Poland. We then leave Poland. We fly to Portugal. We spend 4 days in Portugal before we start the GP Torres Verdes, which is another Portuguese tour, also with six riders. We finish that on around the 15th of July. We then stay in Portugal for 15 days before we start the Tour of Portugal on the 31st of July, because I've managed to arrange one of the top Portuguese teams that the guys will be joining them on all their recce rides of the various stages for the Tour of Portugal. So there will be some big climbs. There will be work being done. It won't be purely a holiday. But, you know, to make all of this happen, it costs a lot of money. I was absolutely shocked, you know, and my wife said to me the other day, "What, are you living in the dark ages?" I came back from getting six visas for Portugal with a bill of over 11,000 rand. And I thought, but a visa costs 500 rand. Yes. Oh, clearly not anymore, eh? So, you know, this costs a lot of money. Just the visas, the accommodation over there, the accommodation between events, feeding the guys. You know, you cycling guys, you eat like, you know, there's no stopping you. Eh? Like the food just disappears. As quick as you put it down in front of you, it disappears. So those all add up to the cost. So, yeah, you know, one UCR point is worth its weight in gold to us, but it costs a lot of money to get it. At that same time, as soon as that finishes, we're looking at Tour of Indonesia. We're looking at African Champs, where we've got three of our riders currently on that shortlist. You can't do this with only six riders anymore. 14 riders, and 14 riders also brings the finances behind it. I'm glad I'm not the accountant or the chief finance officer of this business.
It started out to focus on the Africa tours. It's developed into Asia. We raced in America as well. And now it's taken that step into Europe. Are there more challenges that come with taking that step into Europe? And moving past Europe, June, July, August, are there any other events that have been confirmed?
Let's break this down two parts. I think your question is a great question. Originally, we said, yeah, let's go and attack Africa and put our feet into the Asian market. We went to Africa. Africa is incredibly hard. You've ridden some of the tours in Africa. It's really, really difficult. There's no easy racing in Africa anymore. If you look at the Eritreans, the Rwandans, the Moroccans, the Algerians, I mean, there's good, good bike riders there. So it's incredibly difficult, and the standard is high. You then can have a look and say, okay, well, we've done a couple of events in Asia. Is Asia any different? No, it's just as good. There's a lot of big teams who like to go to Asia because it's more central as well, and that level is high. You went to the States. The States isn't a walk in the park. The States, you get a beating every single day you get on that bike. And if you don't prepare yourself and you don't train yourself to be able to take that beating every day, get up, take the beating today, recover, relax, get massaged, eat properly, get up tomorrow morning for a beating again, you're not going anywhere. You have to program your mind that way. So now into Europe. Is it early going into Europe? Yeah. A lot of my mates that are in cycling have said, you're doing Tour of Portugal? Are you mad? I said, well, you know, if you're going to climb Everest, you can't practice on Melville Kopje, eh? You've got to start going to Everest. So yeah, you know, there's no unreal expectations of any of these events in Europe. It's about being seen. It's about gelling as a unit. It's about gaining the respect of those other types of riders that race more regularly in Europe. And, you know, hopefully that leads to bigger and better things. But it is part of the journey, and it is a very difficult part of the journey, but it is something that we have to do.
ProTouch also manage a development under 23 team, the Wondrous Spider Tech team. Is that an important component in the future to be able to develop riders to go from an under 23 level into the continental team?
I think it's incredibly important. So, you know, this year with everything that we've been trying to do with the Conti team, we may actually be a little bit guilty of not focusing on those under 23s enough. You know, those are the future stars in cycling in South Africa. I think there's some guys there with super talent. It's difficult for them when they see the Conti team as well, for them to understand, listen, you know, let's just understand how this racing works. We can't just jump up into a Conti team. We've made a couple of changes for next year. We do have one of our riders. I don't want to announce him yet, but he's a guy with loads of experience who has put his hand up and said, listen, he wants to be a manager rider on the Wanderers Spider Tech team next year. That will bring a huge amount of leadership and experience to those youngsters. If I think right now, one of the youngsters, Callum Ormiston, he's actually going over to Europe. It would be great to ride him as a stagiaire in something like the Mpumalanga Tour that's coming up. That is the kind of reward you want to give a kid, but he is talented. And it's those kind of kids that we need to focus on in the Wanderers Spider Tech team, where we need somebody who can steer them in the right direction. Those are the future Conti riders.
Thank you for listening to our show today. If you like what we're putting out, please subscribe to our channel. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.